This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are critical developments in Congress this evening. The Democrats have a deal to push the economic stimulus bill through the Senate. It would pare back the massive bill substantially in hopes of attracting Republican votes. Lawmakers have struggled all week to find the right mixture of spending and tax cuts to win the needed 60 votes. The measure presented by Democrats would cost $780 billion. That's less than the House bill and less than the Senate was considering just a few hours ago. NPR's David Wellna is at the Capitol. He joins us now. And David, what more have you learned about what actually is in this compromise bill?
Well, Melissa, according to those who hammered out the compromise, they took out spending such as nearly $500 million for pandemic flu prevention and $7 billion to help unemployed people continue to pay for their health insurance. There were also tax cuts that got trimmed back. These cuts added up to just over $100 billion, but because they don't include nearly $50 billion in additional tax cuts that were added in the Senate, mainly by Republicans this week, the compromise comes out costing about the same as the House passed bill did when you include all those tax cuts.
It depends what you add in.
Exactly.
You know, the original proposal here, the ratio between spending and tax cuts at the outset was about two-thirds spending, one-third tax cuts. And now it does seem, at least according to one senator, John Kerry, that ratio has really changed. He was talking about now 52% on spending, 48% on tax cuts.
Well, actually, I think he was saying 58 on spending, 42
on tax cuts.
I'm sorry,
I have it backwards,
yeah. Yes. That was looking at the money that was taken out to bring the level of the spending level of this or the cost of this stimulus bill down. The actual makeup of the what's remained, the $780 billion or so, still is about a third tax mm-hmm. cuts. And that will keep some Republicans happy, enough happy to keep this moving forward.
Well, you've been listening to the debate on the floor of the Senate. Which Republicans seem at this point like they are likely to vote for this bill? Who said they actually will vote for it?
Well, we have three Republicans who are likely to. Two of them actually spoke on the Senate floor tonight. Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine. Arlen Specter, a Republican from Pennsylvania. And it's likely also that the other Republican senator from Maine, Olympia Snowe, would join them. That would give them enough votes to get more than 60, which is what they need to get over the top and get past any possible filibuster that would stop this bill.
And they're counting also on the vote of Senator Ted Kennedy.
They are, and it's not clear whether he will absolutely have to come, but there's been talk of him coming. Chuck Schumer, who is a member of the Democratic leadership team, said that they're looking forward to having this vote, but it's not clear exactly when the vote is going to happen because there are many procedural steps that they can take. The Republicans who oppose this to block this, and it could be Sunday, it could be Monday, but one thing that the Democrats do know is that they do have enough votes now to get this out of the Senate and also to probably get it to final passage and to President Obama's desk by the end of next week.
Right. They do have to get to a consensus with the House after it goes through the Senate.
They do, although right now it's not clear whether Republicans are even going to take part in negotiations to try to reconcile with the House bill. But I think if that happens, they can still be assured that they have the votes to move it to the White House.
Okay, David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's David Wellna on Capitol Hill.